Why do you think less students are choosing to study at university?
Well, because being a student isn't sexy anymore.
The Wire.
Welcome back. You're listening to The Wire on 95BFM. Ahead of the new school year, concerns have been raised about the high cost of compulsory school uniforms amid the rising cost of living. New research has found that 20% of students in one school in a higher socioeconomic area were worried about whether their parents could afford their uniform. I spoke to a lecturer in the Department of Public Health at the University of Otago, Dr. Johanna Reedy, about what can be done to ensure students experience the benefits of school uniforms without added pressure on families. Here is that interview. Can you tell our listeners about the impact the cost of school uniforms is having, particularly on families?
It gets to the point where families can't afford to kit their children out in full and correct uniform. The reasons for that are numerous, but when you've got a cost of living crisis, there's only so much money to go around. The calls on that money are much stronger. And so you're having families making choices between eating in school uniform or going to school at all because they can't get their children out in the full and correct uniform.
So you mentioned that some students aren't going to school at all because they don't have the correct uniform. Can you speak to the implications to students?
The first point is whether the schools know why their students aren't coming to school and whether uniform is a question there. Now, for high equity index schools, they will understand how costs affect most of their students, and generally schools in the formerly low decile rankings, they're usually quite well set up to respond to their needs of their students. But even so, it still relies on students being able to say that their parents can't afford uniforms, or families being able to raise their hands and easily say, but we just can't meet this cost. And so what happens is at the beginning of the year, you'll have students who don't come to school or don't come to school regularly because they don't have a full and correct uniform. You might have a situation where a school is a bit lenient and trying to get everyone in on the first day, and then maybe the clamps come down on full and correct uniform. And unless there's a really good relationship with students or a way that families can explain in a way that doesn't attract too much shame, I guess, that uniform is a cost problem, you'll have students not attending or not paying attention or not being able to settle because they look different to other students. They are not in full and correct uniform, and they're just not ready to learn, and that's a great shame.
How widespread is this problem? Are students at schools that have a higher number on the equity index or those lower decile schools being most affected by this?
In New Zealand, we don't really have very good data for that, but in the pilot survey or the pilot study that I'm undertaking with my colleagues, we looked at three different schools, and they've got places, different places on the equity index. Even in the highest school, when we looked at the survey, about almost 20% of students said they worried about the cost of uniforms and it being a strain on their families. So even in schools where you've got a more affluent population, almost 20% of students are thinking about the cost of uniform. This is at secondary school. So it's a persistent issue. And it seems to be something that worries students. And as far as we can tell, there's not any proactive approach in this country to do anything about it, despite the fact it keeps coming up year on year.
And why are school uniforms so expensive?
That's got a number of factors. The first and probably most powerful factor is that schools are the ones who prescribe the uniform, school boards. So the cost of the uniform is directly associated with the types of garments a school board decides are core compulsory parts of a new school uniform. So that's the biggest determinant. And it's also a big determinant that's in the control of schools. The second determinant is obviously how much competition there is in the uniform market and whether schools are following the Commerce Commission guidelines on school uniforms and supplies, and are regularly reviewing their supplier arrangements and checking that they're getting a good deal for the uniform that they deem compulsory. And then, of course, there's the cost of raw materials. And New Zealand's at the end of the world, and I guess at the end of the supply chain, and we're at the mercy of what goes on beyond our shores. And some of it is just increased costs of raw materials that manufacturers and retailers can't absorb and have to pass on to the consumer.
What benefits have staff indicated uniforms have, and are there any alternative ways that students could get these benefits without the high cost?
I mean, the alternative is not having a uniform, but again, it has a number of problems as well. I mean, uniforms were originally instituted because you had secondary, well, minimum schooling rather becoming compulsory, and students not turning up because they felt they looked so different from their peers, that their appearance wasn't acceptable. And so we have school uniforms to provide an affordable suite of clothing that removes the worst of competitive dressing, you know, that pressure to have labelled clothing. I mean, obviously it won't do away with it entirely. There will still be some accessories that are labelled, but the main clothing set takes away that difference. And then security, being safe on campus and being able to identify intruders onto the school grounds. So yes, there are benefits for the school. There's also benefits to be shown students are able to settle faster to task and they have fewer distractions. They report they have fewer distractions in class. So it helps them settle better and maybe makes it a slightly less pressurised place to go to. It doesn't have any impact on academic outcomes though. You can have a fancy uniform or a plainer uniform and that won't. Neither of those clothing sets will affect academic outcomes. So it's a very, very tricky situation in this country. I think when you're thinking about the benefits of any uniform, or I guess any type of clothing, you really need to be thinking about, you know, is it ethical that we're requiring students to wear these clothes when we know that affordability is a real issue for the very people who could benefit from wearing those clothes and also benefit from coming to school and having an education. And it's almost like we've reached a bit of an impasse. Like year-on-year principals will say it's a good investment, it does the job, there are so many benefits to it, which I think nobody's arguing with in this country. But parents are saying it's too much, the upfront cost is a lot, the cost of maintaining it is a lot, something needs to happen. And so you've got organisations like charities who step in and help people out with grants to schools or grants to individuals. But they're running at capacity at the moment. And then you've got WINS, or the New Zealand government, that has criteria for loans for particular school items. But that's something that has to be paid back. So you're kind of robbing from Peter to pay Paul there, because you're taking money out of one area of a family's budget, putting it in another for a short while. But that doesn't overcome the problem that there's just not enough money in some households to cover these costs. And schools don't have funding for this. They're taking money to fund school uniforms for their students out of, I guess, the operational grants or particular grants that they might get directly from charities. And so you've got the example of like the Rotorua School, intermediate school, who've taken the decision to fund school uniforms so everybody turns up ready to learn. Well, that's a marvellous idea, but it kind of begs the question, what else could that money be spent on for those students? And I can absolutely understand why the school has taken that decision, but would make more sense, wouldn't it, for the government to say, this is a known issue, let's try and do a bit of research and figure out the magnitude of the issue nationwide and fund this so schools could not be worried about what their students are wearing, have the benefit of a uniform and focus on children's learning and those factors that we know do make a difference to children's learning, which is teacher quality, relationship between the teacher and the student, how well nourished students are, etc., etc. I think we've got to the point where it might be time for government to be a bit more proactive in school uniform space. I think at the moment the New Zealand school uniform policy from a government perspective is very reactive. If there is a problem, the government will react to it. There will be a complaint to the Commerce Commission or the Human Rights Commission. It's getting to the point where perhaps it's time for the Ministry of Education or for the government first to come up with some legislation like they have in the UK, saying that schools must give attention to the cost of uniform, but also uniform policies that would allow them to have a baseline of information about the state of school uniform in New Zealand and how it affects the government's investment in education, whether local policies are helping or hindering the government's investment. And that might give some better indications of what we as a country can do. So every year in January, we're wringing our hands about this problem, but nothing really happens to solve it.
And that was lecturer in the Department of Public Health at the University of Otago, Dr. Johanna Reedy, on calls for the government to intervene on school uniform costs.